skills. Skills. What are they? You know, I've always liked the term mad skills. I don't know if I've got them, but maybe I've got them, but I can't talk about them, so to speak. But how do you get these mad skills, and what mad skills are needed for today's workforce and for today's society? We talk about that today on Voices of Montana as we are live at the Fall Leadership Conference here for Skills USA. And welcome, everyone. Tom Schultz alongside. It is two decades strong. We're working on three. Oh, thank you. Yes, we do have a live crowd here, as a matter of fact. And I should mention, too, where we're at. We're at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. But going back, two decades strong, working on three. We'll keep kicking it for you. What's going on here today is that there are a group of really, really good-looking and engaged high school students and young adults here who are part of the Skills USA program. What is the Skills USA program? We're going to find out all about it. How does it benefit our communities? How does it benefit individuals? How does it prepare not only our work skills, but also you're looking at feeding into the industries that are have a vision for the future, that need your mad skills and can help you in your career. Thanks again, everybody, for being here. Let me introduce first we've got a table full of guests here. I'm going to start to my right. Todd Raymaker, go ahead and thank you very much. I can see it from here. Territory Customer Support Manager for John Deere. Pick up that phone, microphone, and tell us how you're doing.
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm hanging. Really good to see you. Emma Edwards is right next. She's the state president for Skills USA Montana. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. How are you?
Hanging, like, as usual. Scott Aspenlatter, don't ask me how I'm doing, okay?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about you.
All right, nice. I like that.
Concerned about these kids.
Yeah, good. He's the co-founder and principal of Performance Engineering. To my left here is Mike Houghton. Mike is Industrial Technology Education Specialist for the Montana Office of Public Instruction. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Tom.
And then Chris Tackey is over there as well, and Safety and Health Specialist. They all have titles with the Montana Department of Labor and Industry. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Tom.
Thank you guys for being here. I'm going to ask all of you why you are here, but we're going to start with Emma Edwards, State President, Skills USA Montana. Emma, where are you from? You're from Great Falls, right?
Yeah, I'm from Great Falls.
What's that like?
It's interesting.
You love it, I know.
I love it there.
Yeah, good. Why? Tell us about what you think Skills USA is and why you're a part of it.
So I'm a part of Skills USA. It gives a bunch of students opportunities to, figure out what they like to do in the workforce, and especially with the CTEs, and it's going to help them with their careers.
And opportunity is I think, a key word here.
There's
as well.
There's a lot of opportunities with skills.
Yeah. What have you learned? Why are you in this program? Why are you picking up the leadership mantle?
So I've been a state officer for 3 years now. You know, I've grown a lot. I probably wouldn't be up here speaking right now. If I would have looked where I started, I wouldn't be right here speaking. I'd be, not going to lie, I'm nervous, but I wouldn't be as nervous.
Yeah.
It's helped me grow a lot as a person. And then going into the competitions, it helped me know what I need to learn more about in my CTE.
I think that's a great answer. I really do. And part of that growth process is just getting out there and doing stuff. Let's hand that over to Todd Raymaker again with John Deere, Customer Support Manager. Why is John Deere involved here, Todd?
So John Deere is involved here because technical education is extremely important at all levels, but specifically to us from the service side, the technician side, and having that technical background, being able to work on very advanced equipment, things that have a lot of precision applications, things of that nature. So having that education and that experience is extremely important.
10,000 employees for John Deere, right?
Yep.
Talk about the opportunities that kids who have the kind of skills and the kind of skills that they need to develop to advance through your company.
Yeah, so pretty much all skills, all things, you know, technical things of that nature are extremely important. So from the engineering side, or even just being able to, being able to work on equipment, to speak to it, be able to explain things, all that is extremely important to us.
How do you know when somebody has a knack for it?
Well, when they can pick something up and make it work, or be able to fix it, or be able to go through and diagnose issues, those kinds of things. All that is very good, but like I said, a lot of it's, you know, very advanced, so just being able to work through those things and work with a lot of electronics, all that stuff is very good.
If you were to kind of define the skills needed from your perspective in your industry and then even beyond, what would they be?
Well, I guess one thing in addition to being technical savvy, being able to work with people, mm-hmm. being able to communicate and explain yourself and the things you're trying to do, have that skill set as well, in addition to being technically savvy and understanding how machines work or systems interact. All of that stuff is very important to being able to be in this industry.
Thank you, Todd. Scott Aspenlatter, co-founder, principal, performance engineering. Tell us what performance engineering is, and then tell us why that makes a good fit for you to be a part of Skills USA.
Sure. So performance engineering we're civil engineers. So civil engineers and surveyors. We build infrastructure. We work on dams, rivers, canals, pumps, pipes, water, sewer, streets, bridges, all of those types of things.
Wait a minute. Doesn't that sound like fun, you guys? Doesn't that sound a little bit like, yeah.
I refer to myself as just a dumb dirt kicker from the High Line. But, we build infrastructure. And infrastructure, as you all know, when you flushed your toilet this morning, you can thank an engineer that actually went down. It's not the most glamorous career in the world, but it's probably one of the most necessary, and it's going to be one of the most necessary careers as our country develops and our infrastructure ages. So, with groups like CTE groups like Skills and FFA, we look to these organizations because you develop leaders, whether it's leaders in your chapter at home, leaders in your state organization. Leaders are the people that we want to hire in our business. I would tell you, as a guy, we didn't have a skills chapter in Culbertson where I grew up. We had an FFA chapter. And I would tell you that those CTE programs were more beneficial to me than the math and the science classes that I took. And I'm an engineer. I do math and science. But just the skills that it taught me in being able to interact with people, being able to lead a team, sell, talk, communicate, and be a valuable and contributing member to our community. Those are things that you learn here that you probably don't see it and you don't pick that up at 16, 17, and 18 years old. But when you're 22 and 23 and 30, I guarantee you'll look back and say, wow, I'm really glad that I did that. I couldn't have sold that or delivered that job or made that career choice unless I had that training and had that exposure.
Emma Edwards just testified to that, as a matter of fact, getting out there and learning and growing. And now you open up those doors, and the more you push on them, the wider those doors become. Going to work to the left here, if you're following along at home. Michael Houghton is with us. Mike is with the Montana Office of Public Instruction, Industrial Technology Education Specialist. Mike, sort of the question I asked Todd, and thank you for being here, too. What are the skills that that are our future needs?
So the skills that that our future requires are the skills that all of these students are acquiring. Skills USA is a career and technical student organization, similar to FFA, actually very much the same as FFA, in that this is an intracurricular organization. So what happens in the classroom, this is an absolute part of. We talk and train our students, obviously, for the technical skills. The technical skills that we train our students for are grounded in education or in academics, but we also train for personal skills, so we have that work-life balance that we keep hearing about. Our students need to understand that, and everybody that's on this panel should understand that as well. And then we also try to train for those leadership skills, which our students are very receptive, and I'm very proud of this group of students that's here and those that I've seen over the past 20 years. When we talk about those leadership skills, we like to refer to those employability skills. So we help to cultivate, as our teachers always do as well, the work ethic, the communication skills that Scott referred to. This is what Skills USA is all about, is a combination of those things. And then, as you can see, and based on the panel that's here with us today, based on all of our students that are here, part of our goal is to connect our students to industry and to create partnerships. So we all know it's not necessarily all that what you know, it's also who you know. So these collaborations and connections that we're making here for our students are helping to propel everybody into the future. This, what I look out on in front of me, is the future.
All these guys are educators. No, you're not done yet, Mike. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You hang with me. Everybody here is an educator, right? What kind of rewards can they expect being an educator like yourself?
Boy, that's a tough question. How do you answer that? There are so many pieces to that that really it's tough to unpack. So I am a licensed educator. I've got 15 years in the classroom. I was a quote-unquote shop teacher and, for that period of time as well, a Skills USA advisor. I am now the state advisor for Skills USA. And I get to work and see accomplishments. I get to see successes from our students, but I also get to see the major contributions that our students can add to industry.
Nice. Chris Tacky is with us as well, and Chris is the safety and health specialist with the Montana Department of Industry and Labor. And Chris, thank you for being here. Very patient at the end of the table. I appreciate that too. I don't know if you have any response to kind of what you heard here as well, but one of the things I think we overlook when we're developing our skills is you know how to be safe in them and how to be healthy through all of that. It's something that probably gets overlooked.
Yeah, and so that's something that our bureau does is we provide free 10-hour basic introductory to OSHA, basic introductory into safety and health. Courses all throughout the state of Montana. And so when we're going out there and going into the schools, you know, that's something that we want to start with and instill, you know, from freshman, eighth grade, all the way up, is how do we protect ourselves? How do we be safe? How do we keep our fellow coworkers safe? And how we go on to continue the workforce and bring that into the workforce. And so part of my job as a safety and health specialist is we go out and we provide public or free safety and health consultations to all public and private entities in the state of Montana. And 95% of the employers that we go for employ CTE students or CTE skills-based students and workers. And so if we can get that safety piece within the high schools and get them started there and continue those on through their workforce and continue them on through their employment, that gives them a good foundational start.
Are there difficulties in keeping up with technology and keeping up with the changing picture out there when it comes to safety and health?
Yeah, and so that was actually a conversation we had this morning is, you know, OSHA was established in 1970, and some of those standards that they established in 1970 haven't changed yet, and they haven't been updated, you know, and they're slowly going through the update process. But we were talking about, we did a site tour of RDO last night, and one of the things was they had an autonomous, semi-autonomous skid steer. And so OSHA doesn't have any standards related to that. And so being able to ensure, hey, how are we going to keep these people safe that are working with a semi-autonomous vehicle if something goes off or the internet connection goes down? How do we prepare for that? How do we keep that in mind? And so, yeah, the regulations haven't caught up yet, and they slowly will.
Chris Tacky. We're going to take our first break here, then come on back with more, and we'll set the stage as we come back to talk about how you develop these skills and how you do that, you know, by keeping yourself, as Mike had said, balanced, have that work-life balance to develop leadership, employability, I think is the word you use as well. So we'll take a break and come on back with more. We are live at the Skills USA Fall.
Did you know that many Montanans qualify for health insurance plans that cost less than $10 a month? At Cover Montana, it's our mission to help you find the plan that meets your health needs and your monthly budget. Whether you are new to the state, recently lost coverage, or starting a family, there are affordable options available to you right now. Visit us at covermontana.org to learn more. Phone, virtual, and in-person appointments are available. That's covermontana.org. We're here to help you get covered. This work is supported by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services as part of a financial assistance award totaling $1,250,000. With 100% funded by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and Health and Human Services. The contents are those of the author and authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Health and Human Services, or the U.S. government.
Skills that that are needed for the future. That's part of what Skills USA is all about. You can find out more skillsusa.org. There's a Montana chapter here, Skills USA Montana. Weebly.com. Just do a search. You'll find out there's almost 500 members across the state of Montana. Program that has grown. Welcome back again. Tom Schultz alongside live here at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. We heard from our panel of guests here. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Thanks. And I'm going to go back to Emma Edwards, who's the state president for Skills USA Montana. Emma, thanks for being here. I really appreciate that. I hope you're having fun. Are you having fun in the program? Whoops, let me turn you up.
Yeah, I am.
Did you expect it to have fun?
Yeah, we always have fun here. This is my last year, so I'm having a lot of fun with it.
What do you want to do? Have you decided your career path yet?
I'm thinking about going to college after high school. I want to be in an automotive service technologist.
Cool. So. You don't hear that often, do you?
No, you don't.
What's the reaction? Because I said cool. What kind of reaction do you get when you tell folks you want to do that?
They're like, why? You're a girl. I get a lot of weird questions, and they're like, well, why do you want to? And I'm like, I don't know. It's cool.
Yeah. Do you want to build? Where is that career going to take you, Emma?
So I have a good hobby. I do dirt track racing in Great Falls, and
I'm not surprised.
I love learning more and more about cars, like every day. In the auto shop at my high school, you always learn something new, and just especially with all the new technology happening and all the new vehicles, it's crazy.
Hand that over to Todd Raymaker, again from John Deere, Territory Customer Support Manager. Talk about all the changes in technology. We've seen that in your industry and the service that you provide. How are the kids keeping up? Are you keeping up? How are the kids going to keep up?
Well, I'll tell you what. The technology is constantly changing, right? And we see it increase on a constant basis, even faster than it ever has before. Over the next 7 years, I think we're going to see a huge leap in what we're even capable of today, faster than we've ever done before in the industry. So it is a very fast pace. It's constantly changing and evolving. There's a lot of good technical training opportunities. We partner with programs like Skills USA and other John Deere technical schools to help continue to stay on top of that training, to make those changes as the technology is changing and increasing, and just to keep after it. But it's very, very fast paced.
Are you keeping up with it?
Yes, I am keeping up with it. It takes a lot of learning on my end as well.
How about the labor force for you?
So the labor force is also constantly changing, and I think we've seen over the last couple of years that obviously the labor force is hugely important to the things that we're trying to do. So we're trying to increase from our end as well the training opportunities, the incentives, those kinds of things to keep that labor force engaged and to keep them wanting to learn more and grow with us as well.
Thank you, Todd. Scott Aspenlighter here again as well. When you look out at this room and you see all these young adults and they're in their red jackets and they're part of this organization, how do you continue to encourage them through some of the challenges that they may face? Because as you talked about leadership, leaders are going to bump into a wall, that's where additional skills can be developed.
Yeah, I think going through these – even the things that you go through in your program, competitions, you're not going to win every competition. You're going to lose some competitions that you think you should win. You're going to work hard. You're going to train hard. You're going to do everything you can, and you're going to get beat every once in a while. What I think you learn in these scenarios that transfers directly to you as an employee or you as a business owner someday is you control you. You control the effort that you put forward. You control what you pull out of these programs. And so long as you're giving 100% and you're putting your best foot forward continuously and constantly, you're going to be successful in the end. Those bumps in the road, those walls that you referenced, Tom, we all hit them. We hit them as business owners. Taylor can speak to that as a longtime business owner and leader in our state. I can speak to that as a small business owner. We hit bumps in the road, but it's programs like this that teach you perseverance, that teach you how to get up the next day and get after it when your advisor is ragging on you to get in and study, to keep working on it. He's doing that because he wants to train you to be employable and to be a leader. those are skills that, that you don't think about it. Like I said, you're not going to realize what you're learning today or tomorrow, but you'll learn it and you'll realize it when you're 25 and 30 and you're employed and you're a leader in your company and you're a leader in your community. So those are the things I think, Tom, that, that these programs really develop in these kids.
Scott Aspen, Ladder with Performance Engineering. Mike, you're next. If you want to follow up on that, you know, again, looking out there and encouraging the next level of workforce to push through bumps. And then I'm also kind of interested in how the Office of Public Instruction is connected and maybe supporting this program, because it's not in every high school yet, but it can be.
Correct. Well, so I'd actually start with just making a point, and obviously our radio audience can't see what I see when I look out into the crowd, but you'll note that the president of our association, our student president, is a young lady. And if I look out into this crowd, my numbers, just a rough count, we're about 50% young ladies. So as an instructor and a teacher and the father of a daughter, I would like it just to be well known that this is an association and an organization that is designed to help to encourage young ladies to participate in what are considered traditionally male roles or male positions. From all of my observation over the years, I can tell you that there, as far as the skills go and such, there is no differentiation. If we talk about labor markets, and I can't speak to the numbers for this, but I know that some of our other panelists could more directly. I know that the numbers of technical skilled workers are incredibly low for the number of positions that we need to have filled. So technicians in automotive, I want to say that the last I heard, we were somewhere around 10% of the needed numbers in automotive technology coming from college programs. We are here to help fill that skills gap to begin with. As far as my role with the Office of Public Instruction and what our duties and jobs, our goals are, we really do support student growth. We try to support these opportunities for our students to get out and, again, to make the connections with industry. We're an educational organization, and we're here to help support with curricular pieces and, again, these intracurricular pieces as well.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. What does it take, I mean, to get a Skills USA organization in your high school or community? I mean, a lot of regulations there?
Not a lot of regulations. Yeah. Principally, you have to have a properly endorsed teacher, so you have to have classes that are traditionally considered shop classes. That can be anything from manufacturing to automotive to building trades and construction. We have STEM and engineering as well, and you have to have a properly licensed teacher. And then your contact, you'd need to make your contact with our state director, Roberta Tillman.
Right. Thank you.
Best way to do that would be to reach out to the Skills USA Montana Weebly website and submit a contact note for her.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Chris Tackey, as safety and health specialist with the Montana Department of Labor and Industry, how are you connected to the Skills USA? How important is that to this organization and to us in general?
So, Tom, I was actually in Skills USA all 4 years high school.
Yeah.
And then I was served as the local chapter president. And then I was actually in Emma's seat back in the day. So I was a state president and then state secretary.
You're a dirt biker, too?
No, not a dirt biker. Okay. I'm from Great Falls.
All right.
But it's important because Skills USA for me, getting out there, getting comfortable, and one of the things that we competed in, we had to do a skill, but then our advisor also had us do other ancillary competitions at the state level. So we did job interview, which helped tremendously once I got into college, starting to do job interviews for either internships and then eventually into my career job interviews. But the other thing was public speaking. And so when you run for, and maybe Emma can speak to this, back in the day you had to give up and give like a little 2-minute presentation at the state convention on why you wanted to run and why you thought you would bring value to the office. And so I had to really get comfortable with being uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
So getting out there, putting yourself out there and say, hey, this is way outside of my comfort zone, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to run for it, see what happens. And so that skill provided me, you know, invaluable lessons throughout life. Going out doing this, I mean, this is sometimes uncomfortably
right,
for most
it's
people.
Not in the wheelhouse,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, right. Not every day you get to be on Voices of Montana or live throughout Montana, and so just being able to have practice with that brings that here. And then for safety and health wise, you know, sometimes being, you know, wearing all your safety gear and everything like that isn't the most fun, right? Most exciting, but it's important because it keeps you safe. Make sure you go home to your family, go home to your friends at night, things like that. And then also being a safety leader. So setting that safety culture within your company, ensuring that you're safe, your employees are safe, is an invaluable skill that you can never get rid of.
What was the process of you determining that you were going to be a safety and health specialist? I mean, how many times did you change course when you were going through the Skills USA program?
Yeah, so I actually originally didn't want to be a safety and health specialist, or I didn't want to do safety and health. I want to do something in the medical field. That kind of changed in college, like most college freshmen do, right? They change their mind. They get into it and say, hey, you know, maybe this isn't what I want to do. And so I found safety and health at Montana Tech. That's where I went to school for my undergraduate. Found it there, got a job in it straight out of college, went down to Jackson, Wyoming, and worked down there, and I fell in love with it. And so that was kind of my path. And then I've been with the Montana Department of Transportation, and then now the Montana Department of Labor and Industry for going on 8 years now.
I'm going to follow up. We've got 1 minute, and thank you, Chris, for that. Emma, go ahead and pick up that. If you had a message for those schools out there who are listening, or teachers or administrators, about possibly developing a Skills USA program, how would you encourage them? You might have to turn that, flip it up. Did you? Okay.
I would encourage them by getting involved, reaching out, make sure you have enough kids. And even if you don't have enough kids, have your kids go promote Skills USA around the schools.
The importance of it for a community, because like you say, you'd like to have people that you can bounce ideas off of. How important is it to have that community?
The importance of having the community is, like when we go to nationals, having people behind your back and having them support you and be able to be there.
Sweet. We got to take a break. We're right up against it. We'll come on back with more. We are going to be back here at the Skills USA Fall Leadership Conference from Montana for Montana. This is Voices of Montana. All right, welcome back. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. I'm pleasure to have you alongside here. Yeah, we are live. Live audience today. That's really fun. It really is. And the audience is the Skills USA participants. There's about 500 members across the state of Montana. One thing that we're going to talk about here, we've learned about what Skills USA does. There's a lot of support, a lot of sponsorship support. As you can tell, the business and industries that are here today are engaged and involved in developing a workforce, but also I think it's more just about developing students, I would say, just the whole education process. We do have some questions coming in here, so we're going to roll to that. Before I do that, again, Emma Edwards is with us, State President, Skills USA Montana. Todd Raymaker, far to our right over there, with John Deere, Territory Customer Support Manager. Scott Aspenlider, Performance Engineering, developed that company, co-founder and principal. Mike Houghton is with us, to Montana Office of Public Education, and then also Chris Tackey with the Montana Department of Labor and Industry. Thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate that and engaging in this process. I kind of wanted to talk to Emma a little bit, and then Chris, because you were part of this program. You guys have a yearly competition. It's a state competition. There are like 39 different sorts of divisions there, cabinet making, you use CAD, diesel mechanics, things like that. There are 108 of those available on the national level. And so when this takes place, this year it's going to be at the Helena Airport College. I think it was last year as well, March 28th through April 1st. Talk about, Emma, that competition. Talk about how you have grown through that. And is there, you know, what's it like?
So competition is about the most stressful week in Skills USA. I am not going to lie, especially for the students. Getting your speeches prepared, your job interviews prepared, and then being ready for your competitions, whether it's welding, CAT, auto, diesel mechanic, you name it, it is stressful. But we all have fun at the end of it. You're there supporting your chapters. Even though if you're competing in the same CTE, you're there like, you can do this. We got this. And what I've done is I've done auto. And the first year I did it, I got my butt kicked. I am not going to lie. I looked at my advisor. He's like, you're going to get your butt kicked, but you're going to learn from it. And I will say, I did learn from it. I know what more to expect, and I know what to go home and practice.
That's what I was going to follow up with. What this will be your fourth year upcoming?
This is my third year.
Third year upcoming here in March and April. What you're obviously a veteran now, right?
Basically.
are some of your colleagues and your friends coming to you and saying, Emma, how do I get through this? I'm nervous as heck. What did you do?
Yeah. So my fellow state officer, Brooklyn Newsom, she's from Great Falls. This is her first year as a state officer. And she's like, what do I do? I don't know what to do. Can you help me? But last year she jumped in and helped us when our state president got sick at state. And now she's just growing like a little weed.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
I did have fun. I'm having a lot of fun.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And education, I think, Mike, you would say, is better if it's fun? You can just give a quick...
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks. Chris, part of this program, Chris Tackey, again, Montana Department of Labor and Industry. Share your experience at the competitions and, how you grew from that.
Yeah, so I was in... Like I said, I was in Skills USA all 4 years, and I did cabinet making, and... Pretty similar to kind of what Emma said, right? So your freshman year, sophomore year, you go in there, and I did miserable at cabinet. I don't even think it held together. Everybody else was building baby grand pianos, and mine barely even stood. But it was great because the skills that I got from it, and also, you know, job interview, Parley Pro. We did Parley Pro. I don't know if anybody does Parley Pro out in the audience. But that helped me run meetings, things like that. It was great. It was a fun time where everybody came together. You got to see your friends from across the state. You got to meet people. You got to network. And then when I was in the state office, again, you're, like she said, it's stressful, right? You're preparing your speeches. You're trying to get ready. Then you have to memorize all your lines for the opening and closing ceremonies. But you're all stressing out together, and you're all building those friendships that last you a lifetime.
Who knew stress could be so much fun?
Right.
Emma, are you going to the national? Have you gone to national competitions?
Yeah, I went to Atlanta, Georgia my first time this summer. Yeah.
Talk about that. I mean, was it stress times 10?
So I just went there to go ahead and take this leadership class that was offered
Good.
Down there.
Yeah.
I was the only Montanan down there for 3 days. So it was, like, very nerve-wracking. And then all my friends got there, and I was fine. But you met so many different people. The first 3 days, I met kids from all over, and they were there helping each other. And being I was the only person from Montana, I didn't have any friends to go hang out with.
Right.
And they took me under their wing, and we just all went and hung out together. It was a lot of fun. And then we met some people from the territories like Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and Navajo Nation, and it was awesome.
Yeah, and that's how you grow as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, through all those different cultural experiences. The competition itself, and the national at the national level. I'm curious as to as you look out there, and you had noted it, and Chris had talked about it too. There's about a 50-50 split between males and females. That's got to be encouraging to you.
It is. When I first started Skills USA, I wanted to make it a goal to get more females into Skills USA because there wasn't very many in Montana. And now I look out here and there's a lot. There's a lot of females, and I like that females are interested in the CTE industry. So,
did you feel, and this is maybe kind of a broad-based question, but did you feel any kind of pressure when you decided that, hey, I like riding dirt bikes. I'm not bad at it. I like tinkering with these things. Did you have to get over a hump, or how did you approach all that, and how would you advise approaching all that?
So getting over it being a female, you just got to go out there. You don't listen to the people. You just do you. You don't let these people get to you. You go out there and show them that you know how to do what you're doing.
Does anybody want to follow up on that? Scott or Todd? About Todd will grab it. Todd Raymaker, again with John Deere, about getting over those humps about what my abilities are, and not necessarily falling into stereotypes.
Yeah, I think that's extremely important, and I'm really excited to see that Emma here is continuing towards her goals and wanting to be in the auto industry. And I think that now more than ever that there's even more opportunities, but that really gender doesn't matter. Go after what you want. Be willing to fail. Work through those things. Learn from it. Continue to improve upon yourself and grow your skill base and be out there and be prepared to show what you know.
Emma, was that an emphasis for Skills USA, or is it just opportunity is the key here?
It was more opportunity for me, being able to get out there and then just having fun with it and having a lot of opportunities for college and all that sorts of good stuff.
Emma Edwards, State President for Skills USA. We're at the Fall Leadership Conference here at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. Tom Schultz alongside. I'm going to turn to my left here, and Mike Houghton. There's a number of questions here for you, and it's about developing the program. We've kind of talked about that a little bit, the cost of it, and I know that there are the business involvement here is key to this program.
Correct. So the questions been raised. What does the cost look like if your school already has, for example, BPA, Business Professionals of America, or FFA, or there are 7 different CTSOs that we recognize and have in the state of Montana? The cost is really very minimal. What it really takes is student interest and participation. The cost primarily, there's a registration fee for your students, and it's $25 for professionals, $25 for your students to participate. But the growth and the opportunities that are presented for them are immeasurable. So I want to go back and just note that Skills USA at the national level and at the state of Montana level is an organization that is student-led and industry-driven. And that's just a motto that we use. And that does mean that our students do the work. And you'll notice that Emma has been very much a leader. And the students that are in this room are very much leaders and growing and showing that. I had a question here also that related to business. Businesses are interested in internships. There we go. Businesses that are interested in having internships or having work-based learning opportunities, this is right up my alley. In fact, the Office of Public Instruction has always and still leading the way in providing industry and providing our students with opportunities for growth in real, valid workplace experiences. The best thing that I can tell you is that we have a program that's called Montana Ready at the Office of Public Instruction, and as a major part of that, CTSOs, Skills USA, BPA, FFA, all of the rest of our CTSOs, they're integral parts of that. For anybody that's in industry or in business and that's really interested in having students come and work for you, gives your students a career exploration opportunity, but it also gives an opportunity for you to help fill the pipeline with trained and qualified and high-quality students, possible employees. I would say that your best bet is to contact the Montana Office of Public Instruction, Career and Technical Education Division, and we are more than happy to help you with that. We have a handbook that's coming out that we've had it, but we've revised it, and by the end of this month, it's going to be able to be in everybody's hands. I know that the governor's office has talked about raising the skill level, and what his proposal and his interest in that is dovetails perfectly with what we have actually been doing. Quite honestly, with career and technical education, we've been doing this since 1917. So we really are the experts. We have all of the information, all of the pieces. We collaborate with the Department of Labor and Industry. We collaborate with the governor's office. And again, the whole purpose is to support industry in Montana and to support our students.
Mike, I appreciate that. I'm going to take a break and I'll come on back. Somebody's been doing their homework and they've got a question for Todd Raymaker about supporting as an industry. Does John Deere support the farmers independently repairing their own tractors and equipment? We'll take a break and come on back. And thank you for that out there. Like I said, that's somebody who's doing their homework. So back with more here in just a little bit.
Montana agriculture is unique, to say the least. Our landscapes and soil types are different. Our weather can be strange and unforgiving. The size of operations and distances between them can be vast. That is why a true Montana ag lender is so important. At Stockman Bank, we have a proven track record of over 65 years in Montana agriculture. Our commitment is unwavering, and our ag expertise is second to none. Contact us today and see why Stockman Bank is Montana's ag leader. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. I'm Tom Schultz. We've got the lightning round here as we've got some questions to get through. A panel here, Chris Tackey, Michael Houghton is with us, Scott Aspenlatter, Emma Edwards, and Todd Raymaker. And I, Tom Schultz, thanks for being here. We're going to be live at MECA tomorrow, the Montana Electric Cooperatives Association. We're going to the League of Cities and Towns on Thursday, and Friday we'll be in Missoula. Probably recovering. Todd, this was sent to you. Do you support farmers independently performing repairs on their equipment? Again, that's an issue that has been risen nationally. It's also been discussed locally. John Deere's thoughts?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, very much so. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, very much so. We support farmers and customers' ability to independently repair their own equipment. We actually, just a good example of that, have a tool called Customer Service Advisor that is available to any customer that is interested in it. I'd recommend you reach out to your local dealer, or you can reach out to John Deere online as well. But, yes, we very much support farmers and customers' ability to independently repair their own equipment.
Impressed that one of these, I don't want to call them kids, but young adults here, concerned about that issue?
Very impressed. And I think it's really that's a good example of, you know, how much interest you're taking in your industry and what capabilities there are out there for you, and what issues are important.
Here's one for Emma and Chris. How do you use your skills that you have learned from Skills USA outside the workplace? I think the nature of that question, Emma, is you might learn a lot of skills here, but you direct yourself into maybe one career, one industry. How valuable are all those skills in the real life that you live?
So, kind of like Chris said, he did job interview and as a competition, and now he does it as a job. Like, it's honestly everywhere. All the competitions are going to help you grow in your future, especially with all the leadership that you're learning.
Chris.
Yeah, same. So, probably the biggest one is when I talked about Parley Pro, parliamentary procedure. And so, I was a student body vice president at Montana Tech. You have to go by Parley Pro procedure. I also sit on a couple boards where we use, you know, Robert's Rules of Order. And so that was another skill that I got that a lot of people don't have. Hey, how do you effectively manage and run a meeting? And that was something that Skills USA allowed me to get experience in and still apply to this day.
Emma, do you think about lifelong skills? You're a young adult. Do you think about lifelong skills?
I would say I definitely do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still young and I have a lot to learn, but skills is definitely helping me learn faster than I would have as a teenager. So
I think if we asked everybody up here, they'd understand the concept of work-life balance. What about our young adults?
Life balance?
Work-life balance, so that you're not working 80 hours a week.
Right.
Not so much right now.
No.
Yeah. I get that. Well, Scott, go ahead. You got like 20 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to find a company and a place that appreciates you as an employee. And if you find that right employer and that right fit for you as an employee, work-life balance will come for you. If your employer cares about you like you care about you, that happens on itself. So find the right place for you, just like Taylor had mentioned earlier. Find the right place for you and find a good home. This is a great program to help you get a good start.
Great stuff, you guys. Thank you, Todd, Emma, Scott, Mike, and Chris. We'll see you guys tomorrow on Voices of Montana.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.